Hi, everybody. Dean Crisp back at the microphone. So glad to be back in the podcast booth here. And today we're going to be talking about something that everybody struggles with, we have a problem with, but these things can literally change our lives if we get them right. And that's our ability to reach the goals that we have in life. Now, goals are extremely important. And I'm going to try to give you kind of a strategy how to reach your goals and try to help you make this year the absolute best that you can possibly have and be the absolute best that you can possibly be. So as you can tell in my voice, I'm extremely excited about this. I think this is really going to change your life. So sit back, and as we always say, turn up that volume and get ready to change your life. Hi, I'm Dean Crisp. Welcome to Straight Talk on Leadership. This is what we'd like to say is the no BS zone, where we give you leadership tips, ideas, and practical suggestions to help you become a top leadership performer. Our goal is simple: help you become the best version of yourself and reach your highest potential as a leader. So sit back, turn up the volume, get ready to change your life. One. Hey, everybody, Dean Crisp at the microphone today. And I am just so thrilled to be back at the microphone. I'm going to be talking about something today that I have learned in my own life, but I have seen in other people's lives, and it has made them wildly successful at what they're trying to accomplish. Now, this time of year, a lot of us are talking about goals. We're talking about doing things new that we want to do that will accomplish some of the results that we want in our life. We're talking about changing things. We're talking about changing behaviors, fixing this, fixing that. But you know, a lot of times people just don't know how to do it. And so what I'm going to do in today's podcast is I'm going to talk about life lessons that I've learned. I'm going to call them the three P's to be successful in terms of reaching your goals and making this the best year possible. Now, we're going to get to those in just a moment, but I want to thank every single one of you who are so dedicated to our podcast, who are so dedicated to what we're doing at LHLN, Leaders Helping Leaders Network. This has been a tremendous year for us. Matter of fact, it's been the best year we've ever had. And the only reason that is because we partner with you to try to take you on a journey, and we partner with you to make you the best version of yourself and us as well to become the best version of ourselves. And that partnership we've seen over the past year has grown. We have seen more students. We have seen more interactions. We have seen more clicks on our Instagram, our Facebook, our interactions on LinkedIn. All because you believe in us. And thank you so much for that as we continue to progress to be the absolute best version of ourselves. And when we say that, we just don't say it. And this year, we're going to talk more about this at length. But one of the things that we started adopting and adapting to our everyday schedule last year was this kind of this mindset: we leave no one behind. And anyone in our classes, everyone that takes our classes, we make a personal commitment to the organization that brings us in or to the students who are in the classroom. We refuse to leave anyone behind. That is one of our main purposes. That is our why. We leave no one behind. And when you talk about that, that is really changing lives, and it's helping us propel ourselves to really help people become the best versions of themselves. And so thank you for that. Thank you for the podcast, being on the podcast with us. Thank you for reading the blogs that we do weekly. And thank you so much for watching our Monday motivation. And again, thank you for submitting those servant officers that we put out every single Friday. We love doing that. We're going to be starting something special this year that we're going to add to our servant officer. And it's really not going to be about being a servant officer. It's going to be about promotional profiles. We're going to profile folks that's been in our classes or people that we know have been promoted into positions who have committed to personal growth and are significant leaders and who decide to step up and make people's lives better. And we're going to do that. We're going to profile people this year. So we're going to have more about that later. But we got some just exciting things to talk to you about, and we really appreciate your support. So let's get into the podcast now, and let's talk about where this came from. Now, one thing about me on a podcaster is I love podcasting when I'm inspired. I'm not a real kind of person who just finds a subject and then all of a sudden I want to just talk about it. Now, that does happen. But I am a person who loves to be inspired by not only what I read or what I hear or what I see, but also what I see other people do. And this particular podcast has been on my mind for several weeks because I want to help people reach their highest potential and make every single day the absolute best that they possibly can. Despite what we're going through, despite what's happening, despite what you might be experiencing, it doesn't matter. I want to help you make this the best days of your life. And so I've been thinking about this for a couple of weeks, and it's really been on my mind about goals. And I think goals are so misunderstood because you will hear from people say, just get a goal. Just get a goal and start working in that direction. Well, for some people, that does work. But for most of us, we've really got to understand and create a process and be able to do some things to make a goal happen. And goals just don't instantly happen. And so a lot of people will say, well, just get you a couple of goals, and then they drop you. Well, I don't want to do that. What I want to do is talk about this particular time of year is a great time to start, to not only start, but jumpstart your progress on what you're trying to accomplish in your life. And, you know, it's a choice. We can either be better or we can be worse. It's absolutely a choice every single day that we make. And it's a mindset that we have. Now, if we wake up in the morning, we're grumpy and we don't feel like it, and we think, hey, then you know what? That's the kind of day you're going to have. But if you wake up grumpy, you don't feel like it, and then you get control of your mindset and you're able to push yourself through that, you can make really a bad day into a great day. But I'm going to talk about how do we achieve the highest goals and the most out of our life every single day. And I'm going to talk about how we do that. Now, as I told you earlier, there's three P's in this process, but I'm not going to reveal those just yet because I want to talk about something that I need to get out of the way, because this is what I call probably one of the most understood aspects of goals, but it's also one of the most misunderstood aspects of our life in terms of how do we get ourselves moving? How do we get moving in a direction? How do we make things happen? And they just don't, if they're not happening for us, how do we get that to occur? And so I want you to understand one of the most misunderstood, I don't know if it words or one of the most misunderstood things in life is motivation. Now, we hear it over and over and over again. All you got to do is get motivated. All you got to do is find motivation. All you got to do is this. Well, to a great degree, that is true, but it will not sustain you through really tough times. So a lot of us get motivated, but then we don't know how to stay motivated, and we don't know how to create motivation. And so I want to talk about that before I ever get into reaching goals, because I want you to understand that most of us go into goals depending on motivation. I want to tell you right now that if that occurs, you have probably got about 100% chance that you will not reach your goal, because motivation will not sustain us through really, really tough times. Motivation occurs when we've got these short bursts of not only energy, but desires to do something. We get really motivated. We'll see something that we want. We'll be like, oh my God, we got to get that. And then we'll get motivated. But then when the struggle comes, we lose motivation. Then we lose the desire to get what we wanted. And so we've got to find a way to get past motivation. Now, I am not by any stretch of imagination downplaying the importance of motivation. But what I am telling you is there's another level that is beyond motivation that really you've got to touch into, you've got to absolutely tap into in order if you're going to meet the goals, especially if these goals are tough, if they're hard, if they're really worthwhile, you're going to have to tap past motivation. Now, motivation creates desire. And one thing I want you to understand is that desire also creates motivation. But what I want you to really understand at the core is that motivation at the very center of it is a feeling. And when we get motivated, we change how we feel. So what really happens is when you get motivated, you all of a sudden understand you're going to sacrifice a little bit, but you're motivated, you feel good, and then you do it. But what generally happens is, as time goes on, without question, we lose motivation. And so when you lose motivation, you have a tendency, if you haven't created a process or if you haven't created a way to get past that, what happens is you tend to quit. And so I'm going to give you an example of, and I use physical fitness a lot because it's pretty simple to understand. Whether you work out or not, you understand that you have to be motivated to go to a gym. And so today was one of the first days of the year, and you go out there and you see a lot of people who are motivated, but they're not going to be disciplined enough to stay long enough. They're motivated today, but what's going to happen a week from now? What's going to happen tomorrow when they feel sore, when they don't feel like doing it? Well, it's because they're depending on motivation. I promise you this, that if you depend on motivation, you will never reach your highest potential or ever become as good as you can be. Motivation is fool's gold when it comes to reaching our goals. Now, it's important, but I want you to understand that motivation will never get you to the highest levels of your potential. Now, what we want to do is we want to create not motivation, but we want to create momentum. And the way you create momentum is you discipline yourself to get past your feelings. So I'll give you a perfect example of feelings versus motivation versus discipline. Now, this was for me, my personal experience. Today was a day that nobody's generally working. This is a holiday for most everybody. It's January the 1st, and most people are not out and about. Now, I was laying in the bed, went to bed rather late because of the new year, just ringing in the new year, but and not partying, not doing any of that, just up at my house with my wife, just kind of paying attention to the TV, and then went to bed. So getting up early was not something I felt like doing. So when the alarm clock went off this morning, to be honest with you, I did not feel like doing anything. I was not drinking. None of that stuff occurred. Just didn't feel like it. The bed was warm. The dogs were laying on the bed. And for those of you who understand that, that's a pretty cool thing to wake up next to someone you want to be next to. And also have the dogs there. Everybody's comfortable. It's cold outside. It's actually 20 degrees here. And it being 20 degrees here, you don't want to get up and get out of a warm environment and then go to the gym. So what did I do? I sat there for a minute and I said, all right, what am I going to do? Am I going to let my feelings, I'm going to stay in bed, or am I going to use discipline to get myself out and let my feet hit the floor? Now, I'll tell you where this is going to be important later, but when my feet hit the floor, made it to the sink, then I made it to the gym. I have a saying, if I can make it to the sink, I can make it to the gym. And that's going to be a part of the process, but it created that discipline of getting up, created a momentum that created a desire, which then in turn created results for me at the gym. Did I want to do it? No. I was running late. I didn't feel like it. I had 1,000 excuses based on a feeling why I didn't want to do it. So what we're going to try to do in this podcast is help you develop momentum. And when you develop momentum, then you literally can move forward. So we're going to talk about how to do that over the next few minutes in this podcast. But let's talk about a goal for a second. And you know, when I was looking up goals, and I was doing research for this, and I thought, so what is a goal? And you know, the Merriam Dictionary basically said it's nothing more a desired state of things that you want to be. And I thought, my goodness, I mean, that is true. What's a goal? It's just a desired state that we want. And that's what a goal. And this is what's I found another quote by Albert Einstein that I thought was so good. And he said, if you want a happy life, tie it to a goal, not to people or things. Now you think about that. Albert Einstein said, you want a happy life, tie it to a goal. Why? Because if you create a goal and you understand where goals are, it creates a direction in your life. And if you have direction in your life, you're going to be happy. And I thought, man, that is so, so true. And I want to say, this is something that I learned years ago. So this is a Dean Crisp quote. Just I learned years ago, a goal without a strategy is just a wish. And you have to create a strategy, or you have to be able to move yourself forward if you're going to create, or if you're going to accomplish a goal. And the biggest problem that all of us seem to have is that we tend to tie goals to motivation. We want to stay motivated, but motivation is going to let you down. Motivation will not sustain you through very difficult times. You have to create discipline. So let's talk about creating discipline and helping you reach your wildest imaginable goals. So there's three things that I want. There's three words that I'm going to tell you that literally will change your life, and they will propel you into reaching your wildest goals. The first one is, the first P is, you got to have a purpose. Now, the purpose becomes the goal, or the goal becomes the purpose. But what I'm really trying to talk about is, you got to have a just cause. Your goal has to be worthy. Now, listen to me. Your goal has to be worthy of the pain you're going to experience by trying to obtain that goal. Now, goals, if they are worthwhile, they are going to be painful. They are going to hurt. They're going to cost you. They're going to require your time. They're going to require a lot of things that you may not want to do. So your purpose, your goal, has to be worthy of your pain. And we're going to talk more about that in just a minute as I get to each one of them. But I want to talk about the second one. The second thing is, you have to plan. Purpose and planning gets you moving towards your goal. Now, let me simplify planning to say, you got to schedule your life. Most of us are not disciplined enough to schedule our life. So what we do is we go through life every single day based on how we feel, and then how we feel determines what we do. If that's the case, you're going to live a life that is not going to be full. It is going to be empty, and it's not going to be as fulfilling. It's not going to be as successful, because feelings will absolutely destroy your motivation. So tying all these together, planning means you got to schedule your life. You have got to schedule yourself to help accomplish your goals. Now, the third thing, and this is one of the most important, all of them are very important, but this one is extremely important, is you've got to develop a process to get you where you want to go. So in other words, a process are steps. There's steps that you take to move or climb mountains. So I want to make sure we understand there's purpose, there's planning, i.e./scheduling, and then there's process. Those three things are going to make a huge difference in your ability to reach your goals. Matter of fact, they will make or break your ability to achieve what you want to achieve in life and your highest goals. Now, let's talk about purpose for a minute. Now, we started out talking about purpose is like just cause. Now, one of the reasons why purpose is so important is purpose kind of gives you a pathway. It kind of tells you this is our direction. It doesn't create the path. The process creates the path. But purpose gives you the direction. It gives you the initial, this is what I want to do in life. This is what goal I want to achieve. Now, when you do that, it creates this desire to have it. Desires, in turn, create motivation. And motivation is the gasoline that kicks our engine off. So all these things have to be combined, but you have to find a purpose that is worthy of your pain. Now, let's talk about purpose for a second. When I looked up that word purpose, and there was three words that came from the dictionary when you look at purpose as a noun. See, that's what you've got to do. Nouns create possession. So when you look at nouns, you've got to say, my purpose is worthy of me possessing. And so when you do that, you create, there's three words that was in the dictionary that I thought was just crazy good. And those words were intentional, resolution, and determination. Now you think about that. Being intentional means that once you know what your purpose is, that you become very, very directed in what you're trying to accomplish. So you've got to find a goal. You've got to create a purpose that is worthy. And purpose creates the motivation to move you forward. It creates direction. The one thing I know about me is that if I have a purpose, like a purpose-driven life, if I have a lot of purpose in my life, then before I know it, then I start creating desire, but I also start creating a directional movement in what I want. And it also creates a mindset that is absolutely ridiculous. Like the mindset you have when you really create a purpose. Let's say, for example, I want to be a better leader. Now that creates a purpose, but that's a little fuzzy. So what I would suggest is if I want to create a better leader, then my goal would be to create future leaders. Now what you tie into that is a higher overall purpose, which means now you see people for what they can be, not what they are. Now that's the power of purpose. So if I see people to create future leaders before I know it, I am literally now pushing myself past my pain because I create a mindset that is sustainable through tough times. So the first P is you got to create a purpose or a goal. Now, one of the things I want to clearly get us on the same page with is you can't focus on results. Let's say, for example, if my purpose in life or my purpose, my goal that I'm trying to accomplish is to lose, and I'm going to use the physical realm here, 20 pounds. Well, if you focus on losing 20 pounds, what will happen is when you get there, you will tend to stop focusing on that purpose anymore or that goal, and you'll stop or you'll quit. Most of us, when we reach a goal, we quit. But the reason for a goal is to push us to a better level and then go to a higher level, not stop. And that's the one thing that purpose does is it creates an evolution in our brain to evolve past our goal. Now, that's what's important is most people don't evolve because when they reach a goal, they tend to stop or start settling. For example, my goal is to be promoted next year. If my goal is to write a book next year, well, what tends to happen is once you get that, you're like, all right, I'm good. And then you don't sustain yourself through hard times because you focused on the result. And then when the result comes, you lose interest. And that's just what happens because then when you lose interest in your results, motivation is certainly gone and you lose your discipline and you lose your ability to get things done. So let's don't fall in love with the end result. Let's fall in love with the purpose we're trying to accomplish to get us better, not just reach a goal. So purpose should drive us. The next one is planning. Now, why is planning so important? Planning creates processes, but it also schedules important things into our life. And I want to be perfectly clear here about planning. If you don't plan, then you will fail. If you don't schedule, then before you know it, scheduling if you don't schedule something, before you know it, you will lose the desire to do it. Because now scheduling or planning puts it into play into your life. One of the things I tell people a lot is you have got to get ahead of your day. Matter of fact, it's one of the things that I call simple truths of being successful is if you are not ahead of your day, you will not be successful because you will constantly chase your day. Now, when you chase your day, you are doing the urgent, not the important. And so when you think about that for a second, you got to realize if I'm going to do important things in my life, I've got to schedule it, like going to the gym. I schedule every single morning I get up. If I'm on the road at 5 a.m., I schedule my alarm to go off to remind me that it's time now to start my day, and it's time for me not to delay, and it's time for me to move forward in what I want to accomplish. So I schedule in this alarm, and then I get up, and then I basically move forward with what I'm trying to accomplish. So you have to schedule progress into your life. If you do not schedule it, it will not happen. So whatever you're trying to accomplish, you have got to schedule time into your day to make sure that you're going to do it. So you have to create purpose. Now you have to create planning. And the last thing is you have to create a process. Now, what is a process? Now, when I look this word up, it basically says a natural phenomena making where we make gradual changes that lead us forward to a particular goal. Now you think about that. We make gradual progress towards the goal that we're trying to accomplish. Process is a series of actions. So for example, let's think about this a minute, how all these interrelate. I'm going to use the gym again. Most people can get, okay, I want to go to the gym and start getting in shape. Yes, that's your purpose. Number two, you plan to do it, you schedule it, so you get up and you go. And then what happens? Your process is faulty. One, you don't know anything about the machines. You don't know what parts of the body to work. So what do? When you get to the gym, you go to the treadmill. When you get to the treadmill, within 20 or 30 minutes, now you're tired, you get off, and then you step off and you're like, now what do I do? And then you don't know what to do, so now you stop your process and you go home. You come back the next day, you get up as planned, you want your goal still as you got, but what happens? Your process is faulty. And before you know it, if you don't have the right process, you literally will stop the momentum moving forward, and now you will rely on motivation, which in turn will not happen because the process is faulty. You've got to realize that every single action in life creates a process. Greatness does not come about by one single action in life. It's a series of actions that have been created. You think about it, there is nothing in your life that you do that is not part of a process. It just doesn't happen. And you got to understand, the good life is a process. It's not a state of being, but it's a direction. It's not a destination. It's the ability for us to fall in love with the process, not the result. So when you fall in love with the process, what you're actually doing to yourself is you're creating momentum, which moves you forward, which sustains you through difficult times. Now, how do you do that? You discipline yourself in the process. For example, and this happens to me a lot, I will schedule myself to get up, go to the gym, and then I'll work out, and then I'll also schedule myself to read. And then what I'll find is that my mind will get distracted from reading, and I'll find something else to do, and then before I know it, I'm not in the process. What happens? I don't reach my goal for that day. Why? Because I did not continue with the process. You have to realize that creating a process for you to be successful is a key component of your life. Purpose, planning, and processes. Those three things are extremely important. Edward Deming, who was one of the greatest industrial changers of the 20th century, went to several companies, Ford, GM, and all those post-World War II, and he told them, you guys, your process is not designed to create greatness. It's just to design the same thing you made yesterday. And they all rejected him. So what did he do? He went to Japan, and he helped them create a process. Part of his process is a thing called Kaizen, which means continuous improvement. And so Edward Deming said this, if you can't describe what you are doing as a process, you don't know what you are doing, which is so true. Every single action of our day is a process towards doing the things we need to do. Now, this quote came from James Clear in The Atomic Habits, and he's all about creating habits. Now, one thing I want you to understand is that processes create habits. Scheduling creates habits. Purpose creates habits. When you put all those things together, you start getting a series of things that take you towards your goal every single day. And you've got to look at that. Now think about this. This is from Todd Hiddleston, and a quote he said was, you never know what's around the corner. It could be everything or it could be nothing. You keep putting one foot in the front of the other, and then one day you look back and you've climbed a mountain. Now think about that for a second. Those things put together is exactly what created the ability to climb the mountain. You put together purpose, you put together your planning or scheduling, and you put together the process. The power of that is inevitable. The power of that cannot be denied. And so those three things together are going to create the momentum that you are going to need to reach those goals. Goals are not easy. Goals are meant to be difficult because they change us in a better way. We generally will fight getting better because it is easier to be worse. It is not easy to get better or be the best version of yourself. This is something that we as leaders need to do every single day, or we need to do as people. Try to push ourselves to get better. Try to be better every single day. Now, as I was talking about James Clear, he is very big into habits. And here's one of the things that he says. He says, we are 100% of what our habits are. Think about that. We are 100% of what our habits are. And habits are nothing more than purpose, planning, and processes. If you will create those in your life in the right direction, if you will create those, use those three simple steps that I have told you to move you in the direction and reach your goals, this will absolutely guarantee to be the best year of your life. That's what our goal is at LHLN, help you become the best version of yourself and every single day become the best person that you possibly can be and the best leader. Folks, I want to thank you for being on the podcast with us. And as we always say, until next time, I'm Dean Crisp.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Leadership with Dean Crisp. Be sure to subscribe, like, and share your favorite podcast. And if you get a chance, leave us a review. Learn more about Dean, his books, our classes, and our significant leader program at www.lhln.org. Until next time, be sure to put your leadership into action every day.